This is in the news for May 16, 2006. I'm Scott Bergren from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. First up, a press release from the Sierra Club, dated May 15th out of Washington, D.C. With a flurry of activity in Congress this week and next on environmental issues, the Sierra Club provides some brief summaries on several of the major issues and their position. Look for critical appropriations votes on offshore drilling and clean water. It is once again the time of year when many in Congress attempt to use high energy prices as justification for short-sighted, outdated, and dirty energy policies instead of the smart energy solutions that could ease the burden on consumers while protecting the environment at the same time. First up, House Interior Committee, Environmental Protection Agency appropriations. Looking extremely similar to last year's bill, the Interior and Environment Appropriations Bill was marked up in committee last week with a floor vote expected on Thursday. There are several Sierra Club-sponsored amendments addressing controversial issues, including a motion to strike Representative Peterson, Republican of Pennsylvania's amendment, which lifts the moratorium on offshore natural gas drilling, a Chabot Adams amendment to end decades of subsidies that support clear-cutting logging in the Tongass National Forest in Alaska, an amendment to prohibit the EPA from implementing a 2003 policy directive that eliminates Clean Water Act protections for many small streams, wetlands, ponds, and other waters around the country, a measure to limit the amount of resources that the federal government is using to grant oil and gas companies royalty relief, and an amendment that will ensure federal agencies take the next steps needed to achieve the promise of environmental justice and federal environmental programs. Also then, other legislation relating to logging. Under the guise of forest recovery, Representative Greg Walden, Republican of Oregon, has introduced a bill which would fast-track destructive logging projects in national forests affected by natural disturbances such as fires, droughts, or windstorms. The Walden Logging Bill, H.R. 4200, would remove basic protections for clean water and wildlife habitat by cutting meaningful environmental review and excluding public involvement. This harmful bill has passed the House Resource and Agricultural Committees. A floor vote is expected this week. Next, fuel economy standards. Congressman Barton, Republican of Texas, has introduced a bill in response to President Bush's call for the authority to radically restructure corporate average fuel economy, or CAFE, standards by replacing the current fleet-wide average with size-based standards. Congressman Sherwood, Bollert, and Ed Markey offered an amendment to raise fuel economy standards to 33 miles per gallon for both cars and trucks by 2016. The amendment failed in committee but is expected to come back for a floor vote next week. The amendment, similar to those proposed in previous years, picked up four additional votes in the Energy and Commerce Committee, long known for its hostility on this issue, leaving supporters optimistic ahead of the floor vote. The biggest single step we can take towards saving consumers money at the pump and reducing our dangerous oil addiction is making our cars go farther in a gallon of gas. Implementing the Bollert-Markey proposal to increase CAFE standards to 33 miles per gallon over 10 years' time would save the average driver nearly $500 a year at today's gas prices. By contrast, Barton's bill provides no minimum fuel economy standard, would require years of study and rulemaking before any action is taken, and promises no actual oil savings or savings for consumers at the pump. And next, additional energy. In the coming weeks, both the House and Senate are expected to move on more energy measures. Of course, we can certainly anticipate maneuvering to open America's special places to more oil and gas drilling, including efforts to drill in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and open additional acreage in the Gulf of Mexico to offshore drilling. Senator Domenici is agitating for floor time to debate his bill to open up 3.6 million acres of previously protected areas in the eastern and central Gulf. There are rumblings on both sides of the Hill that leaders want to push yet again votes on opening the Arctic Refuge, perhaps paired with some modest increase in CAFE standards in hopes of making the measure seem palatable. And finally, from the Sierra Club on global warming. This week could see the first-ever House floor vote on global warming. Currently attached to the Fiscal Year 2007 Interior and Environment Appropriations Bill is a non-binding sent to the Congress resolution regarding climate change. While the Senate has had previous votes on global warming measures, never has a direct vote on the matter come before the House. A vote to strip the resolution from the bill could prove politically problematic in an election year during which a strong public consensus on the reality of the dangers posed by climate change is emerging. Again, that was all from my press release from the Sierra Club dated May 15th. You can contact Ann Strickler at 415-977-5619. That's Annie Strickler from the Sierra Club, 415-977-5619 for more information. And now, next up, This one's a press release from Friends of the Earth International, also dated May 15th. Shell neighbors want action, not words. This is out of London. Community representatives from seven countries will attend oil giant Shell's annual general meeting in The Hague on May 16th, calling for Shell to be held accountable for the environmental destruction and human suffering it causes, particularly in Nigeria. The activists from communities neighboring Shell facilities around the world bought single shares in this Anglo-Dutch corporation in order to gain direct access to Shell shareholders with the hope of raising awareness of their concerns and demands. Shareholders entering the May 16th meeting will see miniature oil spills and gas flares brought by the campaigners to denounce the fact that gas flares and oil spills from Shell installations negatively affect people in Nigeria. They will be holding a banner saying, quote, "Shell flares and spills, Nigerian people pay the bills," end quote. According to Adako Animo of Friends of the Earth Nigeria, ERA, quote, "Shell must clean up its oil spills. It says it cleans them all up, but this is an outright lie. The Aruma oil spillage of 25 June 2005 is a case in point. Shell is contemptuous of our laws, of our peoples, and of our environment. Shell was told twice by Nigerian courts to stop gas flaring, but it plans to continue this economic and environmental monstrosity until at least 2009. It should instead respect Nigerian law and stop violating human rights," end quote. Again, that was Adaka Unimo of Friends of the Earth Nigeria, ERA. On May 15, 2006, official complaints were filed by Brazilian and Filipino people affected by Shell with the support of Friends of the Earth International and Friends of the Earth Netherlands at the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development contact point in the Netherlands. And finally, another press release, this one from Code Pink, also dated May 15th, out of Venice, California. Code Pink, Women for Peace, took out full-page ads in eight Iraqi newspapers today, calling on Americans and Iraqis to come together to end the occupation of Iraq. Two major newspapers, As-Saman and the U.S.-supported As-Sabah, refused to run the ad. The ad calls on Americans and Iraqis to work together to stop the bloodshed and bring the U.S. troops home. They quote, "We have seen in poll after poll that the majority of Americans and Iraqis want the U.S. troops to return home. Even the majority of U.S. troops, 72%, think they should return by the end of this year. It is time for the politicians in both countries to listen to us, the people," the ad says. The ad is linked to a website in Arabic where Iraqis can sign a petition and communicate directly with Americans. To view the website, go to www.esteklal.org. That's www.esteklal.org. Medea Benjamin, co-founder of Code Pink, a women's peace group that sponsored the ad, said, quote, "We are thrilled by the feedback we are getting. The newspapers are reporting that they are swamped with calls from readers saying that this ad gives them hope and makes them realize there are Americans who support their desires to be free from foreign occupation. We must find ways to work together to end the bloodshed," end quote. The ads are paid for by hundreds of Code Pink supporters from around the country, including Annie Nelson, wife of renowned singer-songwriter Willie Nelson. Mrs. Nelson said, quote, "I have been heartbroken by all the death and destruction from this war in Iraq, and I am delighted to have a way to extend my hand in friendship to Iraqi mothers and their families," end quote. The ads follow a weekend 24-hour peace vigil at the White House, organized by Code Pink, to commemorate Mother's Day, May 14th. The vigil included peace mom Cindy Sheehan, actress Susan Sarandon, comedian Dick Gregory, Dr. Clown Patch Adams, and women from Iraq and Iran. It featured a concert, strategy workshops on grassroots organizing and national campaigns, an interfaith gathering, and writing and reading letters to Laura Bush urging her to pressure her husband to end the war. For more information on this, you can go to www.codepinkalert.org. Again, that's a press release from Code Pink. Again, go to www.codepinkalert.org. This has been In the News for May 16th, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOW LP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. I'll talk to you next time.